I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
The good news, it's a great gift. The bad news, it might be from an inappropriate person. You got something going on in your life? You want to share your drama with The Burt Show and the rest of the country? Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Abby's got the email.
Burt Show, I could really use your unbiased takes on my situation. I would also love to know if any Burt Show listeners have ever been in this position, because I truly believe I'm the only one. I'm struggling to make a decision based on principle, but I'm worried my principle is causing me to make the wrong call. Am I putting my conscience over my daughter's futures? First, the backstory. My former best friend slept with my husband.
Hey, you know what? That's not cool.
Nope.
Where I'm from, that's just not cool.
You just don't do that.
No. Uh-uh.
To save our marriage, we cut off all ties with her and her family. It was the right thing to do for our marriage and our family. Reconciliation with my husband has been painful, but slowly we have rebuilt what we had prior to the infidelity. And I feel we're stronger than ever.
Yeah, good for you.
Wow.
Have I forgiven him fully? Yes. Will I be able to trust him fully again? I'd say I'm currently at 98%.
All wow. Right. That's about 90% more than where I think I'd be.
Recently, my husband and I received legal notifications that she, I refuse to use her name, has established two very generous college funds for our young daughters. Hmm. We, especially I, want nothing to do with her or her guilt money. Her behavior feels so manipulative. Or is this just her way of clearing her conscience and trying to make things right with the universe? By refusing the college funds, I'm worried I'm being a bad mother, making my girls' college careers less certain. Would it be selfish of me to turn down her money? We could definitely use it, but it just feels so dirty.
Ooh, Burt Show. 1-855-BURT Show. What would you do in a case like this?
You guys? Have you been in a case like this? Because I do feel like she's the only one here.
It's pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money and run, girl.
That's how I feel. I'm like, this right? College is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if this is gonna linger in your conscience, like every time you go to visit your kids at school and you realize they're only there because your husband's mistress paid for it. I don't know. I could see that being an issue.
I don't know what this says about me as a person, but I would take this with ease.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I would feel like this is the least you can do. With all that you've done to destroy the family, I'm the older I get, the more I realize you just don't need pride all the time. You can just put your pride.
Look at you and your growth.
I'm trying to grow. Say that.
I'm growing.
He's done growing. Sometimes you got to put it to the side, man. Why not take this money to help your children?
Nah.
You're not taking it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nah, man. Because I think it also opens up the door, again, for her to be somehow, some way in your guys' relationship. I would just, it feels like blood money, man. I couldn't do it.
It is a little weird that it's also an apology gift from her when her husband was also responsible for the infidelity as well. Like, she's making reparations, but, like, really, what has the husband done?
I mean, does this also mean, like, it's a one-time gift and the husband and her don't have to communicate at all? Or Is there paperwork that has to be done where she has to be in communication and attached to the family? It just feels too messy. I like it.
It should be no strings attached. Like, if it's that kind of exchange,
yes,
to where you are genuinely just giving me this money and that is it. We don't have to talk about it. We don't have to sign anything. We don't have to rehash or relive anything. I would take the money.
I'm trying to be on your side here, but, like, I can't see myself saying, oh, I hate you, but I'll take your money.
But if you hate them enough, wouldn't you take their money?
Yes.
Might feel good every time you cash that check.
Yes.
That's a lot of pain. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Call me Petty Patty. But I would take that money, like Mo said, with no strings attached, and run with it.
Okay,
Petty.
Go
Petty.
For it. Petty Patty. Good morning, Kim. You are part of the Burt Show. Thank you for joining the convo.
So my daughter was attacked by my brother's dog, and we sued my brother's family and got her a college fund. I would 100% take the money.
All right, let's stop right here for a second.
Let's hit pause.
Wait a second.
Yeah, let's hit pause, and we need more deets on this.
Is your daughter okay?
She is. She had to have her ear reattached to her head.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, she was like 4. It was the day before preschool graduation. It was like a whole family drama thing.
I bet.
We had the best dog bite lawyer in Atlanta. He was amazing. And, you know, they wound up paying all of her medical bills, and she got a pretty nice chunk of change that we are using for her for college.
So, and you had no hesitation whatsoever as soon as it happened. I am suing my brother and his family.
I mean, there was some hesitation, but for her, it was the right thing for us to do.
No, totally. Yeah, I'm not coming down on you at all, Kim, at all.
No, I know. I get it. It took a lot of, you know, pushing that email button, like, yes, I want to do this, mm-hmm. and I have the support of half my family and not the other half of my family. And well, it was a thing, but how old is she now? 5 years ago. So we've kind of moved a little bit past it.
I bet.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask how the relationship is now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, could be worse.
could be better.
And she went through a lot, and it was just, for her, it was the absolute right thing for us to do.
Oh, I bet. I know this is a sidebar, kind of superficial question, but is she totally terrified of dogs even today?
She isn't, actually, which is, like, unbelievable.
Yes.
She really has, like, pushed through and worked through, and she's in therapy and all the things, but she loves animals, and
good.
She doesn't like it when they bark near her, like bark on her. It kind of scares her a little bit, but she's 9 now, and she was 4 when it happened, so.
That's a strong little girl right there, man.
Good for her.
I don't really like to talk about it, but, you know, she's resilient, and but she's got a good little college fund set up for her.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'd say 95% of the calls are saying, take that cash.
Yeah.
Take that cash, Anna.
Take it.
What do you think? Anna? Anna's on the runway. Marie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I think she should totally take it. Your kid's more important than some stupid thing. Does the daughter know? Two things. Does the daughter know about the affair?
That we don't know.
Okay, and if she doesn't, I would never let her know where the money came from. Either way.
That's fair.
Yeah, and that's pretty similar to all the calls right there. Take that cash.
Take that money.
Take that cash.
You're on The Burt Show.